The following day was cool, with a fresh breeze. They rolled up Shed B's big doors and let the place air out for 6 hours or so. Then four troopers, led by Sandy and a stony-faced Trooper Wilcox, went in with hoses. They cleaned off the concrete and washed the final decaying lumps of the fish out into the tall grass behind the shed. It was really the story of the bat all over again, only with more mess and less to show at the end of the day. In the end, it was more about Curtis Wilcox and Sandy Dearborn than it was about the ruins of that great unknown fish. Kurt was indeed furious at not having been called, and the two law enforcement officers had an extremely lively discussion on that subject, and others, when they had gotten to a place where no one else on the roster could possibly overhear. This turned out to be the parking lot behind the tap, where they had gone for a beer after the cleanup operation was finished. In the bar, it was just talking, but once outside, their voices started to climb. Pretty soon, they were both trying to talk at the same time, and of course, that led to shouting. It almost always does.
"Man, I can't believe you didn't call me. You were off duty, you were out with your wife, and besides, there was nothing to see. I wish you'd let me decide." "There wasn't. Decide that, Sandy. Any time. It all happened. Least you could have done was get some half-decent video for the file."
"Whose file are we talking about, Curtis, huh? Whose goddamn file?"
By then, the two of them standing nose to nose, fists clenched, almost down to it. Yes, really on the verge of getting down to it. There are moments in a life that don't matter and moments that do, and some, maybe a dozen, when everything is on a hinge. Standing there in the parking lot, wanting to sock the kid who was no longer a kid, the rookie who was no longer a rookie, Sandy realized he had come to one of those moments. He liked Kurt, and Kurt liked him. They had worked together well over the last years, but if this went any further, all that would change. It depended on what he said next.